Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Students are seeking work-life balance, corporate social responsibility, and gender equality when looking for employment. These findings are the result of 2019 Most Attractive Employers in the U.S. report released today from Universum Global. The report is based on the firm's annual survey of students and young professionals from leading colleges and universities across the country. The 2019 survey also saw a 77% increase in Ivy League participants. And here today to tell us more about the report is Courtney Kutsop, Senior Director at Universum. And welcome, Courtney, to the program.
Thank you for having me, Eric. Glad to be here.
And a delight to have you with us. Looking forward to hearing from you and this report in full detail. So for starters today, tell us about Universum and where were you founded and what is the mission and vision of the company to kick things off today?
Absolutely, yes. Well, Universum is a global leader in employer branding. We were founded over 25 years ago in Stockholm, Sweden. We have offices all over the globe, and really our mission is to help companies better attract and retain the right talent. So we really help them to understand what their target group wants from an employer and from a career, and then we ultimately help them figure out how to best position themselves in order to differentiate in this war for talent.
And certainly appreciate that fine information to help lead things off here today. Courtney, if you would, let's talk about the U.S. study that was just released, as we mentioned earlier. Tell us some of the key findings here in this report.
Absolutely. And I'll take a quick step back, if you don't mind, and just tell you how many people we surveyed. So this year we surveyed over 53,000 students across the U.S. And so we're looking at engineering, computer science, business, liberal arts, humanities. And so we're really trying to capture, you know, what are sort of in their minds, right? What are they thinking as they're getting into their careers? They're still in university, they're still in college, young talent, and now it's a lot of Gen Z, right, coming into school, getting ready to enter the workforce. And I think a lot of what we're seeing in the data this year with some of these trends is really around this new generation of Gen Z, right? And I would say they're not so different than previous generations, right? They're maybe not as afraid to ask for what they want, but I think there are some things that we're starting to see, especially when we look at preferences. So one of the things that we cover, we look at 40 attributes as part of our framework, right? Everything from people and culture, job characteristics, advancement opportunities, reputation of the company. And one of the interesting things we saw this year was high future earnings increasing in terms of preferences. So when I started at Universum 13 years ago, it was a lot about the reputation of the company, right? They want to go somewhere that has a strong reputation, good to put on their resume. And then for a long time, it's really been about the people and the culture of the company, right? They want to go somewhere where they know there's going to be a great fit. But I think, and even though that's still important, right, I think what this generation is now starting to say is, how am I going to grow within that organization? Tell me what I'm going to be doing every day, and am I going to make money? Because that's something that, you know, it's almost becoming a bit more transactional. So things like high future earnings, competitive base salary, job security are all increasing quite a lot this year. And when we look at these 40 attributes, what's interesting is high future earnings among millennials, it's number 6. Among Gen Z, it's number 1. Clear path for advancement also becoming really, really important, especially to Gen Z. And this idea of work-life balance, even things around corporate social responsibility, they're almost becoming table stakes, right? They're saying, I expect this from a company. I expect that you'll have the flexibility. I expect that I'll make an impact. And it's really about, tell me what I'm going to be doing and am I going to make money?
Yeah, certainly appreciate your sharing some of those details from that U.S. study that was just released and some of the key findings there. Now, you mentioned how many folks participated in the study in your last response. What were the demographics of the participants in this study?
We had exactly 53,237 students across the U.S. And we survey students from over 200 universities, and we're looking at all different fields of study. So it includes business, engineering, computer science, liberal arts, and natural sciences.
Yeah, certainly covering the gamut there with those demographics. Now, who are the top employers this year, and what fields are they in? I'd be curious to hear some of those details.
Oh, yes. This year was super interesting. So if I start with the business side, we're still seeing Google at the top, number one. They've been there for quite a long time, but the gap is closing. Among business students this year, the banks are becoming super attractive. So JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, all increasing in the rankings this year on the business side. We haven't seen this in a while. They've always been in the top, but JP Morgan, for example, they're at number two, right? Just behind Google. So it's Google, JP Morgan, Amazon, Apple, and Goldman Sachs in the top five on the business rankings this year.
If the listeners are like me, they found that to be very, very interesting today. We are joined by Courtney Kutsop, Senior Director at Universum, that delivers the critical talent market insights, winning brand strategies, and compelling story-led communication organizations needed to compete more effectively for the talent here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Courtney, do you feel that based on the findings that employers meeting the needs of the potential employees as outlined in the findings? Talk to us about that.
Yes, I think so. And I think the employers that have a clear, defined employer value proposition, or what we call EVP, have really been able to attract the right talent to come and work for them. And I think when we look at some of these banks, for example, I think they're absolutely able to provide some of these things that talent is looking for, right? Especially among Gen Z, right? They're seeing banks as a great place to have a really rapid career, to have job security, to make good money, while also having an impact on the business, which are all things that this generation is looking for.
Most certainly good stuff there. And also, why do you think, or why do you feel banking jobs are on the rise in the U.S.? That is quite interesting as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's really, you know, this generation, as I said, they're particularly attractive to Gen Z. You know, as we look at the data, we're seeing over and over again that students are saying, I want to know that I can grow within a company and advance my career, and that there's going to be inspiring leaders who can help me do this. And I think the banks are really able to provide a lot of that rapid career growth that they're looking for, but also the job security, right? We've been seeing recently that there's been layoffs in certain industries, and I think in banking right now, they're feeling quite secure, and they're able to make good money, right? They know that they can come in and grow and make good money, and this idea of high future earnings is super interesting to this generation as well. And they can still make an impact on the business, and they can tick a lot of boxes, right? They also have the prestige, the good reputation, in addition to all those other things I mentioned. And JP Morgan, as I said, they're number two now among business students, just behind Google. And they've launched some really great campaigns on social media that are starting to showcase more about the culture and the day-to-day work. And we just know this generation, it's what they want to see more of, right? That authenticity. Get me behind the scenes and show me what it's like before I make that decision. They just want to get a sense of the culture and the day-to-day work before they sort of go in and sign that piece of paper where they apply.
Tell us, Courtney, from what you've seen, how does young talent prioritize compensation, career aspirations, and other benefits?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're absolutely prioritizing all of those areas. I can tell you, as I said, we look at 40 different attributes. And so some of the top ones that they're calling out specifically are really around the remuneration and advancement opportunities. So high future earnings is the number one attribute out of 40 among both business and computer science, and it's number two among engineering. Then we start looking at things around leadership, right? A lot around leaders who will support my development, the training and development. I think that's a key component why we see a lot of these employers, the banks, even automotive being really attractive to engineering talent this year, really increasing in the rankings. They can provide a lot of these things, that training and development that they're looking for, knowing that they'll have inspiring leaders, ability to grow within their career are all things that they're looking for. And as I said, this idea of compensation, high future earnings has absolutely increased in preference this year compared to other years. I've been looking at this data for a long time, and it's still about the people and the culture and the day-to-day work, but it's even more so now a bit transactional, right? They're saying, I want to know what I'll be doing at this company and how much money am I going to make? And that's what's starting. And that's really cool for employers because it's an area where they can start to differentiate a little bit more. It's getting quite hard to differentiate sometimes on the culture side and the people. Everyone gets tempted to kind of say the same thing, right? And we're trying to get away from that so that employers can start to differentiate and find ways to stand out. And I think this idea of compensation and leadership opportunities really allows companies to position themselves quite uniquely in this space.
Even taking that further, where do newcomers to the list rank and what attributes are they offering to attract new employees?
Absolutely. Yes, we had quite a few newcomers. And I think what's interesting about the newcomers on our survey is it's completely student nominated, right? So this is not a pay-to-play survey. Students are writing these companies in and nominating them to be added onto the list. And so, for example, Spotify was added to the business list this year, and they came in at number 14 out of over 200 companies. Quite impressive. And BuzzFeed is another one that came in at number 19, never listed on the survey before. And when we start to look at the data, what they're really being associated with are things like the creative and dynamic work environment, flexible working conditions, right? So a lot of more, you know, that entrepreneurial feel this new generation is looking for. You know, if I come into the office early, can I leave early? Do I have the opportunity to work from home some days? And I think these companies are sort of seen as having a lot of this creativity, right? I mean, BuzzFeed alone, they're a content hub, right? And so they're just seen as cool and creative and also providing a lot of that flexibility that we know this young generation is looking for.
Courtney, has been tremendous to have you with us. Really appreciate the information shared here today on behalf of Universum Global on this report and your findings. Really appreciate the coverage there. If one wanted to read the full report, where can they get further details and find this?
They can find us at universumglobal.com.
And I'd say that's about as simple as it gets. Again, Courtney, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly appreciated your time today.
Thank you, Eric. It was a pleasure. Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Courtney Kutsop, the Senior Director at Universum Global that delivers the critical talent market insights, winning brand strategies, and compelling story-led communication organizations needed to compete more effectively for the talent. And for further details and to pick up the report, visit universumglobal.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.